The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you so much for tuning in and listening. As always, I'm so excited for our first segment because I have a very exciting guest, and her message is one that everybody needs to listen up to. I remember a while back when I lived in the lovely state of Michigan, there was a postcard. I was house sitting for a friend, and there was a postcard above her kitchen sink that said, "Find divinity in doing dishes." And every time I was doing dishes, because, you know, you think, oh, doing dishes, I got to do the dishes. It's like any other chore or something that you might gruff at in life. But gosh, to find divinity in anything that you can do, or I think at this point in time, you know, just the sweetness of it. But I am going to welcome to the show the lovely Michelle Acta. She has written a book called A Waitress's Guide to Spirituality, Finding Meaning in the Menial. And when I heard about the book that she wrote, I thought about that postcard. And Michelle, welcome.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here, Dr. Holly.
Yay! So, people know that I talk about CrossFit a little bit on this show. They know that I talk about so I know Michelle actually because she's not only a beautiful, gorgeous person, but she's a lovely athlete, and she is so much more a life coach. And gosh, you've been a waitress for a long time, but it seems like in this lovely town of Los Angeles, you have found something deeper than just that's your day job.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely, because it really is about what you bring to everything. And that's really what this whole book is about, what you bring, the passion you bring to the J-O-B, the job.
So how did you, I've peeked at the book, and how did you come to decide to write down this very, very, I think, poignant piece of reminder for folks? What was your story?
Well, as poignant as it is, I came up with it in a bar, and I started writing chapter ideas on a bar napkin with a friend of mine who I hadn't seen in years, and he was kind of taken aback with my sort of airy-fairy, spirit-oriented sort of way of being, and we thought it would be a great idea, coming from a waitress's point of view, this sort of spiritual book coming from a waitress's point of view. So we started writing chapter ideas on a bar napkin because that was the vision from which I was looking through life as a waitress. But I also had a very spiritual take on everything. So I thought, what a great book for people who aren't necessarily working in a job that is their life's passion, and how we can bring our passion to a job that isn't maybe what we are, our life's calling. So yeah, that's kind of how it came about.
I love that story, and I think it's so important because, you know, it's difficult. I think especially, I mean, let's just pick on the waitressing piece of this because I was a host when I was 15 years old. I remember being driven to the Sugar Shack in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and I'd put on this little bonnet and this long dress, and I was a hostess. I never was a waitress, but I could imagine, because I think your message is so important. And your work in this lifetime is so important because when you're a waitress, you're serving people, you know, and not only is it, I think, a grueling job, just the idea of delivering trays and drinks and these things that can get heavy and there's ergonomics to consider but there's people and their different attitudes and their different moods and their different ways of being and their expectations of you. I mean, that's tough just waking up and being in the world with just different people. But what I hear you say, and what I know this book is about, is that it's kind of like that whole thing. You can't control perhaps what's going on outside you, but you can control what's going on in the inside of you, and you can bring the peace and the passion to the job.
That's true. And as a waitress, we really are in service of people. It is my life's goal to be in service of people, so it's no mystery that I ended up being a server of sorts. But if you keep the attitude of service and gratitude in your mind, in whatever it is you're doing, whether you're taking tickets at a movie theater or you're bringing food to people who aren't as gracious as you'd like them to be, if you are always embodying the attitude of service and gratitude, you really can transform any situation, even a situation when you're dealing with people or customers, guests that aren't perhaps as gracious, and maybe people you wouldn't choose to be around if given the choice, if it wasn't part of the job situation. So yes, being of service is always the it's the highest calling you can bring to any activity you're doing.
Isn't it kind of fun too? Because at the same time, it can probably really be empowering for somebody to know that they have that much control, that there could be chaos and nastiness and snarkiness and impatienceness and all that stuff coming at them. But if you really can understand that there is meaning in the menial and that you can bring this from the inside out, that it's fairly, I think it's just such an empowering, I mean, I forget it all the time. Believe me, I get shifted and jerked around by my external cues and controls all the time because I think I still have a pulse and I'm human. But it's so fun to be reminded because that is such a sweet, empowering part, don't you think?
I absolutely agree, and I think you're right. We all are human, and what we do forget is that thinking is a technology. How we think is a technology, much in the way we get on Google. That's a technology we use. And so thinking is the one technology we always own, that we always have available to us. So how we think about any particular situation can expand us or contract us. So we have the power to expand our thinking, or we have the power to let our thinking contract us and become smaller. So we are all human. We all have those moments where we're not able to get on top of it as best as we would like. But our thoughts, the way we move about the world and how we think about it, is a technology that we always have access to. And that's something I teach as a coach.
That's such an interesting take. I really love that. I love that so much because that, I mean, that's great. That's really great because, you know, and I think as human beings, we're all here to remind each other of things that we already know. I think we all know a lot. We all know what's good for us, but we're here to help each other remember. And that's really, really the sweet spot too.
Agreed.
And yeah, it's a technology. That's there for you to access. And sometimes, you know, I have a little saying in the show. I know there's an old saying called, you know, let's knock them dead or go knock them dead. You know, people are wishing me luck. Or I've always hated the saying, you know, kill two birds with one stone.
Right.
So I wanted to turn both of those around. And so I say feed two birds with one crumb. I think I like that better. And then I also say, let's knock them alive. Let's knock them alive. I think what you're saying and what I really am passionate about, as I am a service industry too, the people that come to see me, they're in need. You know, as a waitress, people are hungry or maybe, you know, they're socializing or they're meeting a friend and they're there in service. You're going to serve them. Gosh, people that come to see me, boy, I feel very, very much in service. I feel like I work in a service industry too. And if we can help them use their own mind and think, and you just being able to help people think, it's such a beautiful gift. And I'm so happy you're here. Where can people get a hold of you? How can they be in contact with you? And where can they get this book? We've got about 40 seconds.
Well, you can certainly go to my website, michelleakta.com. Michelle, double L, AKDA.com, or you can go to Amazon to get the book, of course. We have a paperback version, or you can download it to your Kindle.
There you have it. All the technologies of our modern day, even using your mind. Michelle will help you. A Waitress's Guide to Spirituality, Finding Meaning in the Menial. MichelleAkta.com. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dr. Holly on Radio MD, Mindful Medicine. Stay tuned.